Happy Father's Day, God our Father. Hallelujah. Open with me in your Bible the Gospel of John, chapter number 12, one verse, verse number 26. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, once again, we are grateful to you because we have access into your throne of grace. We know that we have access into the Holy of Holies. And God, we thank you that we have been adopted as sons and daughters into the family of God. We are no longer foreigners nor strangers, but God, we are part of your family. And today we thank you, Lord. Lord, we believe that your promises are for real and they are for today for every one of us. And Lord, our prayer is that you would continue to speak to our hearts. Hide this, your servant, behind the cross. And let every word that is spoken today bring glory and honor unto you and edify this body. God, we thank you now, for we believe it in Jesus' name. And we all said, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Give somebody a high five in Jesus' name. Today's message, I've entitled it, if you're taking notes, Let's Seek to Please God. Amen. Would you turn to somebody and declare, I'm going to seek to please God. Now, on Father's Day, we always acknowledge our earthly fathers. We go out of our way to buy them gifts. We go out of our way to do what we need to do. And I thank God for our fathers. My father went home to be with the Lord 20 years ago, this coming July. And I thank God because even though my earthly father left, I have my heavenly father, and I give God the glory. And also my father-in-law. Many of you were acquainted with him. His name was Butch, and he went home to be with the Lord a couple of years ago. And again, we lost a good man in the ministry. But we praise God and we give God all the glory because of our earthly fathers. And you that have your fathers today, you need to honor and respect your earthly fathers. I believe that they are a gift from the Lord, and we need to seek to bless them and to give them the honor and the goodness that they deserve. Hallelujah. But honoring our earthly fathers is one thing, which is all good. Going out of our way for them is good, which is all necessary. And I believe that every one of them went out of the way for us, and we need to go out of our way for them. But now, when you've given your heart to Jesus, when you said yes to Jesus, and you've invited Jesus to come into your life, something supernaturally took place. And that is, you've been adopted into the family of God. Your names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And now God, the Father, becomes your Father because you said yes to Jesus. John 1:12 declares that as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become sons or daughters of God. When you've given your heart to Jesus, now you have been adopted into the family of God. Now I believe that as we have been adopted into the family of God, that is the first thing that we need to do to honor God. You see, the ones that seek to honor God the Father and say no to Jesus, we're not honoring God our Father. The first way and the first thing that God requires of us to do to honor Him is to accept His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and make Him Lord of our lives. And that is the very first step in us honoring God, bringing glory and honor unto His name. You see, if I seek to honor God, the first thing I got to do is say yes to Jesus. And if you have not already said yes to Jesus, then that's the first thing that you need to do. But now, as I have said yes to Jesus, and God is my Father, now it doesn't just stop there, but now it goes on. You see, we've been called to be disciples. We've been called to be followers of Christ. We weren't just called to be just believers. Jesus, when he gave his last words to his disciples, he declared unto them, "Go and teach all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them that they may observe to do all the things that I have commanded them." You see, it is very important for us to follow out God's plan in our lives. You see, we can't just go on in our lives just thinking, well, we could just do our own thing. I've got God now as my Father, and now I could just go about doing every little wicked thing that my heart desires to do. That's not the case. You see, the very first thing that we need to understand in 1 Corinthians 6:20, that we've been adopted and we've been bought with the blood of Jesus. You see, it's the blood of Jesus that paid the price for every one of us. You see, we were bound for hell. We were bound for torment and all of the things that were planned for the enemy. But because of God and his infinite love and wisdom, he sent forth his son, Jesus, to die on the cruel cross of Calvary so that whoever would say yes to Jesus, now that blood is applicable for them here and now today. Now that blood is what washed away our sin. You see, it's not our good looks. If we were to go on our good looks, some of us would be in a lot of trouble. I'd be the first one. Hallelujah. But you see, we're not reconciled to God by our good looks or by the things that we do, but we're reconciled to God by the blood of Jesus. You see, we've been bought with a price. And now we are no longer our own, but we belong to God. You see, I believe with all my heart that even though maybe we can't see the blood of Jesus that is on our lives, but I believe that God sees it, his angels see it, his spirit sees it, and I believe that the devil and his demons see it as well. And I believe that God has acknowledged before the enemy that this is my child, this is my son, this is my daughter. These are people that honor me and bring me glory and people that seek to please me. You see, every now and then the devil tries to bring up all kinds of accusations against us. But you see, I believe that God put up an invisible sign. And on that sign it says, God's property, no demonic trespassing. You see, when you are part of God's family, the devil no longer has a right to affect you or inflict you in any way because you're God's property. You've been bought with the blood of Jesus. And now, all this being said, Jesus declaring that we need to follow and observe what he says, and when we follow him, he declared that God the Father will honor us. Can you imagine what type of weight that carries? God coming to honor us? In my thoughts, I can't even imagine how God would go about doing that. But to show forth his love and to show forth his goodness because we honor the Son, now God is saying, I'm going to honor you. Because we serve God and we do the thing before God with all of our heart, now God is saying, I'm going to honor my sons and my daughters because they believe in Jesus, because they love my son. And I believe that as we get to a point where we're realizing, okay, now I know that I'm adopted into the family of God. Now I know that I am a child of God. I know that God is on my side. The first thing that I need to do now is to acknowledge that I need to start living a life that will please God. A life that will bring glory to God. You see, the way we respect our earthly fathers and honor them, we need to respect and honor God, our Father. You see, God has done so many great things in our lives. God is doing works even behind the scenes. You can't even see all the good things that God is doing in your life, even right now. God is giving you favor with people that you don't even know about. God is working on your behalf. God is doing great things. You see, we cannot bring God down to our level to say, well, I don't see it. I don't see God working in my life. No. You see, God's ways are higher than our ways. And therefore, God is working in our lives in areas that we don't even see. You see, God will do a great work. God will make things happen so that you don't have to go through certain things in your life. You see, sometimes God will cause you to get delayed in one area because he knows that there might be a terrible tragedy waiting for you up ahead. And God is doing all these things because he loves every one of us. But now, as a child of God, my desire needs to be that I gotta seek to please God. Too many believers, too often, were always seeking, well, I'm living in forgiveness. And that's true. God has forgiven us. God has washed away our sins. He is so merciful to us. But now, as we have been sanctified, made holy to God, our desire needs to be at this point that I don't need to seek always for God to forgive me. See, people are always looking for God to forgive them. Now, even though, yes, we believe in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sin, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, sure. But you see, there are many people that take advantage of that, and all they do, all they seek in life is seeking, well, I know God will forgive me. I know God is merciful. I know God will do a work in my life. And yes, I believe that God is merciful and God will do a work in your life and God will forgive you. But I'm talking about today about the people that need to seek to please God. You see, on one side, you've got the people that are always begging God and asking God to forgive them. Then on the other hand, you've got the people that are always seeking to please God. You see, I believe that many of people, they get into an area and they say, well, Lord, forgive me today because I didn't take time to read your word. And because God is merciful, God will forgive us, of course. But then we continue that realm and we go into, well, Lord, forgive me, I didn't spend time in prayer today. And God, forgive me because I lost my temper at the job. God, you know my boss. You know what he's going. You know the way he acts on me, with me. And God, I lost my temper with my boss. God, forgive me. And the list goes on. And we say, well, Lord, forgive me for complaining. I've been complaining so much, Lord. I didn't appreciate the way things have been going in my life. And God, I know it's wrong, complaining. God, forgive me. We're constantly asking God to forgive us. God, forgive me because I know that you laid it upon my heart to share the love of Jesus to somebody that was sitting next to me on the bus or in an airplane or on the line at the grocery store. And Lord, I didn't do it. Lord, forgive me because I didn't share the love of Jesus. Lord, forgive me because I didn't know how to share the love of Jesus. Lord, forgive me of not being in church when I'm supposed to be in church. Lord, forgive me for not serving you the way I ought to be serving you. Lord, forgive me of all these things. And the list goes on and on and on. And because of God's mercy, yes, I believe that he is a God that will forgive us. But one thing is for sure. The ones that are always seeking God to forgive them will never receive a reward from the Lord when they get on the other side. The ones that will receive the reward when we get on the other side are the ones that are always seeking to please God. The ones that are always seeking to say, God, I thank you for using me today. Lord, I know that you use me today to share the love of Jesus to somebody. Lord, I thank you for helping me to work in the house of the Lord today. God, I thank you that you've used me, and I know that I'm well-pleasing in your eyes. You see, these are the things that we need to start working on in our lives. Instead of always seeking for forgiveness, we got to seek for ways that we could please and honor God every day of our lives. You see, we got to seek new ways. We got to start believing God, trusting God. We got to get into His Word. We got to get into prayer. We got to have a heart that is willing to serve and honor God and bring glory to God. Way back in the day, I believe it was 1981 or 1982, I just gave my heart to Jesus. And we were on that People's Express. Anybody remember People's Express? And it was an airline. I don't know how they ran that airline, but it was ran by the employees of the airline. And you would have to go on the tarmac and climb up the step ladder. They wouldn't have that chute that you walk through, the walkway. And it was very, very primitive, and they would allow people to smoke on that plane. And I thought I was living in hell for those couple hours. And there was a young man that sat right next to me, and he was just smoking away, smoking. I think he thought it was the end of the world or something. I don't know what it was. And the Lord just shared on my heart, you got to tell him about Jesus. You got to tell him about Jesus. And I said, Lord, I'm praying for this guy to get out of my face. And God will say, no, you got to tell him about Jesus. And right there and then, told him about Jesus. I was only saved maybe about 8 or 9 months at the time. And told him about Jesus. And sure enough, right there and then, he received Jesus. Made him Lord of his life. Praise the Lord. He didn't smoke from there on anymore on the plane. And I said, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But these are the things that God will use you and God will lay upon your heart. And you know that deep down inside, the Lord is tugging you to do something. And yet you say, well, I don't know about this God. God, I don't know. God, use somebody else. And then at the end of the day, we say, God, forgive me. I know I failed you. God, forgive me because I should have and I could have and I would have, but I didn't. And you see, these are the things that God gives us opportunities that we could please Him and glorify Him, but many a times we just shun it off as just our conscience and not as the Spirit of God speaking to our hearts. You see, when we know that something is told in our hearts for us to do something good, we got to believe it's from God. We got to know that it's not the devil that wants me to tell somebody about Jesus. It's God that wants me to tell somebody about Jesus. You see, it's not my flesh. My flesh would rather just shut up and not say anything, but it's the Spirit of God that's encouraging me and bubbling up inside of me, causing me to want to tell somebody about Jesus. Now, we as the people of God, if we are to please God and honor God and bring glory to God, those are the ones that will receive the reward that God has in their lives. You see, many of us might say, well, Pastor, you know what? I don't care about any rewards. I just know that I want to go to heaven, and I'll just be the regular Joe. I'll be the regular Christian, and I just want to know that I'm in heaven on that day, and I'll be in heaven with the Lord. And all that's good. But that feeling, I believe, will last for about 10 or 20,000 years. And then afterwards, you're going to wind up knowing, well, if I would have done what I should have done, if I would have pleased God the times, the opportunities I had, I would have had many rewards here in heaven. God would have rewarded me for all the things that I'd done for Him. You see, 10, 20, 30,000 years in heaven is not even a scratch in the surface of all the eternity that God has for us in our lives up in heaven with Him. You see, we as the people of God, we need to look at this life more or less like a boot camp. And we got to say, well, God, all these trials and these tribulations that I'm going through, it's not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed when we go on home with the Lord. So that's why, from this moment on, my heart needs to desire, I'm going to seek to please God. I'm going to seek to honor God. I'm going to seek to glorify God. Every time I have an opportunity to blow up and lose my temper, well, I'm going to say no, and I'm going to give him a smile, and I'm going to give God the glory in every area of my life. You see, in 2 Timothy 2:20 and 21, I'm not going to have you turn to it, but it declares that in a great house, there are many vessels. There are vessels to honor, and there are vessels to dishonor. Some of you women might have a china closet, and you might have in that china closet some of your real fancy dinnerware that you like to put it on display, and you like to let people come in and see it. And these are vessels of honor, vessels that you like to show off. But then there are some vessels that are to dishonor, and those are the ones you kind of just hide underneath the sink. Those are the ones you kind of just don't want anybody to see, because if they see it, you know that it might cause you somebody to laugh at you. But you see, same thing in the things of God. We, some of us, are vessels of honor, and some are vessels to dishonor. We got to find out, and we got to decide who we decide to be. It's not the way God designed it for us to be vessels to dishonor, but we got to start seeking God, how we could honor him, how my life could bring glory to God, how my life could please him and bless him all the days of my life, in ways how I could respect and show my love and bring glory to God. And I believe with all my heart, on that day when we go home to be with the Lord, that I believe that God will have many rewards waiting for every one of you. You see, it's not you've been destined. Some have been destined to do great things. Some have been destined not to do great things. No, I don't believe that. I believe that every one of you have been destined to do great things. I believe that every one of you have been given dominion over all the power of the enemy. I believe that God has called you to be victorious in every area of your life. But now, every now and then, the enemy will try to get us sidetracked. The enemy will try to get us to a point where we kind of lose focus and we no longer do the thing that we're supposed to do. And here we go. We're asking God to forgive us. And again, God is merciful and God will forgive us. But this thing is for sure. The ones that will honor God, the ones that will seek God, the ones that will bless God, are the ones that will always receive a reward from the Lord. I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians. I want you to see this. And we're getting ready to close up on this in a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 11 down to 15. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is our foundation. Now, from here on in, we got to start building up on this foundation. It's God's desire that we build up good things. It's God's desire that we build up areas in our lives that will bring glory and honor and worship to God. But now look at what he said. Each one's work, our work will become clear, for the day will declare it. That day when we come before the Lord Jesus. Because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Hallelujah. You see, what the apostle here is declaring, that all our works will go through a test before God. Now the ones that have honored God and blessed God and serve the Lord with all their heart, that work will be considered as gold, silver, and precious stone. The ones that are always living in forgiveness, and God, forgive me of this and that and the other thing, See, these are works that are wood, hay, and stubble.
Preach
now,
it. Preach it.
As we go through this thing, and as we go through this day with Jesus, he's going to try all our works. And the works that are gold, silver, and precious stone, those are going to be refined, because that's what the fire does. It refines precious stones and precious metal. But now, wood, hay, and stubble, those are the things that will actually be consumed by the fire, and there'll be nothing left. But he goes on to say, yet he himself will be saved. You see, I'm not saying that you gotta work to be saved. Your salvation is free. It comes by grace, by saying yes to Jesus.
Preacher.
But you see, salvation is one thing, but now, because we have a life that we need to live to honor God and to glorify God, I'm not going to live this life always in forgiveness. I'm not going to live this life always falling short and always coming to God, God, forgive me of this, that, and the other thing. I'd rather come to God and say, God, I thank you that you use me to please you. I thank you, God, that you use me in this area. God, I honored you in this area, and I thank you for using me. God, I wasn't worthy of it, but you chose to use me anyway. God, you've given me the opportunity to share the love of Jesus with somebody. God, you've given me the opportunity to let the light of Jesus shine. And I believe that as we go about our lives always seeking to please God and honor God, you're the one that will receive the reward that has been set up for you in heaven already. You see, I'm going to declare today, every one of you here, that we're no longer going to ask or beg for God for forgiveness, but we're going to seek to please Him. We're going to seek to bring glory to God. We're going to seek to honor God. You see, Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. Today, I want to encourage you that our attitude needs to be in the right place. Do you want to receive a reward from the Lord? And I believe with all my heart that the goodness of God doesn't only wait for us when we go on the other side, but I believe that the goodness of God will be evident here and now in this life that we live. The psalmist declared, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. No good thing will he withhold. No good thing will God keep back from those that walk uprightly before him. You want to start receiving good things from God? Well, we got to start walking uprightly before him. We got to start giving God glory, giving God the worship that he rightfully deserves. And we can't blame it on the devil. We can't say, well, God, the devil stopped me from doing all these good things. It's not always the enemy's fault. Most of the time, it's our fault. But are you willing today? That's the $64,000 question. Are you willing to please God and to go to the next level in your relationship with the Lord? Or are you happy just living a life of constant, God, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me? I'd rather live the first part. Bring glory to him. The way we honored our earthly fathers, we need to honor our heavenly Father. And you watch and see how God will start doing a great work in your life. I'm going to ask you to bow your heads with me in prayer. Father, we are so grateful to you today. And on this Father's Day, as we honor you, not only today, but every day of our lives, we honor you. We love you and we seek to please you. God, I pray you would strengthen everyone in this place. Lord, you've got a plan for us. You've got a special destiny for every one of us. God, we're not going to let anything. We're not going to let our flesh. We're not going to let the enemy. We're not going to let our stubbornness get in the way. But God, we're going to crucify the flesh and allow your Spirit to take over. Spirit of God, fill your people now, we pray. God, give us the strength that we need. For we are nothing without you. We need you, Jesus. We need the strength that comes from you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before we go on in our service, and before we come to a close, if you're here today, and maybe you just don't understand the love of God. Maybe you just don't understand what Jesus is all about. One thing is for sure, that he died for you. He shed his blood to wash away all our sin. Jesus declared that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through me. If it is your desire to honor God, your Father, the first step you need to do is to receive Christ, his Son. Make him Lord of your life. Jesus declared that no one will take you out of my hand when you gave your heart to Jesus. Would you seek? Would you give your heart to Jesus today? Are you here? God wants to set you free. He wants to manifest his love. He wants to manifest his love to you. Would you lift your hand and right where you're at? Hallelujah. Would you lift it higher so I could see it, please? God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, would you do me a very big favor? You that have lifted your hand. See, Jesus declared that if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. But if you deny me, show that you don't know me before men, then I'll also deny you before my Father in heaven. God is a perfect gentleman. He will not cause you to suffer shame in any way. You that have lifted your hand, would you please step out of your seat? Would you come across the front? I would love to pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. What you're about to do is the beginning of a great relationship with the Lord Jesus, the Master, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God is going to write your names in the Lamb's Book of Life. God is planning on doing great things. God loves you so much. He wants to manifest his goodness. He wants to manifest his love in ways you never thought possible. See, what you're doing, the book of James declares, if you draw nigh to God, which you did, God is going to draw nigh to you. Now, you see, we just got little baby steps. See, but God's got these big old steps. And when God comes close, get ready. Get ready for great things to take place. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray. Would you stretch forward your hand? Pray for them as well. I want to pray for you first, and then I'm going to lead you into receiving the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for these ones that have come up. I thank you, O God, that you are starting to do a great work in their lives. Lord, I pray that you would continue to manifest your love and your goodness, your mercy and your kindness. Lord, I pray blessings in their lives. The goodness of God to be evident wherever they go. Help them in every area, I pray. For I ask it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, the Lord Jesus, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you follow me in this prayer? Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
I invite you to come in.
I invite you to come in.
And I make you Lord of my life.
And I make you Lord of my life.
I know you died for me.
I know you died for me.
You shed your blood and washed away all my sin.
You shed your blood and washed away all my sin.
And on the third day you arose. I believe it now. I receive you now. I make you Lord of my life. I ask it in your name, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you.